Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo. They're Brisbane ass.
Friday, Donna.
The end of the week is here.
Oh, thank God that rain has stopped. I had a ute load to tie it out. I was waiting for that rain to stop so I could tie things in the ute load.
Not too bad today. You're in a little jimpy this morning, Marta.
Yeah, I got cat's car.
Still chilly today, but you know, not much rain around. 23 is the max. 25 tomorrow.
What about boo to the first day of summer yesterday? First of December, cold, rainy, dreary.
Global warming. Come on back, global warming. We miss you.
Can we fire some coal-fired power stations up, please?
It's getting chilly in this joint.
Turn the heater on in here.
Incredible.
Hello. This is it, gentlemen. Last day.
You know what we should do? A phone topic, potential phone topic. We'll throw all sorts of things out today.
What's that?
Big men in little cars, me driving the Jimny this morning. the cops looked across at me at the lights down here and they just went, why is a tall man driving a little car like that?
Do you remember what happened when you asked why a tradie's driving shit boxes?
Yeah, and
little girlfriend's cars. They're like, times are tough, Marto.
Yeah. No, you know what they do? They leave their tools. I watched them the other day and they'd ride scooters. They're parking. Any guys working in these high rises in the city park just outside the city and ride the scooters.
Expensive. It's too expensive to park. What about that?
Mm. Bloody oath. $70. Yeah, I had to go into that lunch the other day with a client.
Yeah.
With Kenny from Hype for Hire. I don't go to lunch in the city. $70, 2 hours.
Disgusting.
Is that a record?
What do those scooters cost you? And by that, what?
Like $9.
Oh, no, I mean, what's it cost to put an orthopedic surgeon on retainer?
Oh.
That's where you generally end up on those. The amount of videos I've seen.
But if you use them appropriately, Daniel.
But who does?
I do. I've used them several times in and around the city here. They're great.
I haven't fallen off one yet.
A great little short-term vehicle to get around.
You've got to try harder. Jeez, I've seen some people try and get up gutters and holy moly.
I saw one get pulled over the other by an undercover. They must have been detectives. They were in a black Prado.
What, pulling over a scooter?
They pulled over an e-scooter rider.
Is that correct use of police time?
I'm not sure.
No helmet?
No, he had the full, like, motorbike helmet on.
Is the stupidest person on earth the person who's a pillion passenger with a drunk person on a scooter?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, just checking.
Life choices, question them. Anyway.
What about in Indonesia when they pile 8 people of 2 pigs and a chicken?
Mate, they do so well over there,
know.
Don't they?
They've got their balance
incredible balance. They've got that core.
You know what our problem is, I think, as well, looking at how they do things? Traffic lights slow things up over there. The flow is beautiful, isn't it? You watch one of those
intersections aerially.
All right, gentlemen. Should we get this show underway? Yep. We've got some cricket analysis to get
soccer.
Underway.
We'll leave you with the cricket.
Yes, thank you.
We'll leave you with the soccer analysis. We'll leave you with the rugby league analysis.
V8 supercars this weekend. Yeah. Adelaide 500.
I'll do the prize cupboard analysis.
There's a few awards to be handed out too.
Yeah.
What's that?
Keep them separated. That's the offspring.
Come on.
We've got tickets to give away.
Is that today?
We got 20 tickets to give away.
Yeah, we got 10 doubles. We forgot about it.
Can you imagine a mosh pit? Just old people just banging into each other.
Oh, get your orthopaedic surgeon's retainer up today.
We're going to need your help today. 1-3-3-5-3. We've got a couple of clearance sales to do today.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
Don't forget Adelaide 500's on today. Yes, all weekend, Friday from 8:15 on Foxtel. Now listen, yesterday at the Adelaide Street Circuit, Ford ended up, they're really throwing a spanner in the works there. Two of the top fastest drivers in the first round of practice. Mm. It's supposed to be Holden's weekend. You're an old Holden chick.
I am. I was born and bred Holden, Marto, my dad.
And he stays with you forever. Me too. Kingswood family.
Yeah, unfortunately I married into a Ford family though.
No.
My husband's a Ford fan. His dad, his mum, they're all Ford people.
Mixed marriage, would you describe that?
Well, I guess so.
What wins out for you?
Well, I just like V8s in general, just the sport.
Your fence sitting here. Mm. Where's your heart now?
Well, it's Holden's last year. Mm. I've got to go for Holden
sentiment.
This year.
Yeah. A lot of sentiment.
A lot of history.
Here's a Ford guy right here, Corey Parker.
Good morning, guys. How are you going? What about you saying Holden's? You had a couple of Fords and you're still up me for selling them, so that suggests you're a Ford girl now.
I did. I had an XT wagon that he sold on me. I'm still filthy about. And, of course, my Ford Mustang.
Holden.
I did love that.
You did,
I've never owned a Holden, actually, to be honest.
What was the other one that he sold on you? What do you mean he sold it on you?
Well, he sold the XT wagon on me. Someone offered him money for it down the caravan. Van Park and it was gone. He pulled it out from underneath my feet.
$20, isn't it? Is this true, Corey?
Absolutely. Yeah, everything's for sale, isn't it, at the right price. Looking back, I probably should have kept hold of it. Luckily, Margo hasn't gone for a good price yet.
He sold his first car. You'll get an offer. The first car he ever had, the one that he built with his dad, was an XY Ford. Oh, God. And he sold that for like $1,000, something ridiculous. And I was like, mate, what are you doing?
Yeah, we've all got a few regrets in life, don't we?
Now, listen, the real reason we're talking, you're heading to Adelaide for a significant birthday with eight blokes.
Yeah, the 40th was back in May, and eight of my mates said, we'll give you an experience. It's always been a bucket list to go to Adelaide. Normally they start with Adelaide with round one, but obviously now it's their last round. And the last time, as you just touched on, that the Holdens were run out.
Listen,
Ben Gisbergen's obviously won the championship, but it should be a great one.
Who's that?
This is the only technical analysis we will get all weekend of it, because when he's down, we know that this is just a junket, right? It's just eight blokes, an excuse to get on the pitch.
Can I just do the technical analysis on the timing? So your birthday was in May, so you're technically closer to your 41st than your 40th
all
now.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you something about that, Dean, is I had no control over my birthday present. I'm sure they consulted my wife and said, look, we want to think of maybe getting an experience. She would have okayed that. She would have ticked it. So it's out of my hands, mate. I can't do anything about that.
I did tick off on the experience, because all these mates put in. They put in for flights and accommodation, said, let's put in and we'll go away on a boys' trip.
Be very careful, Corey. I'm led to understand, because the supercars, last round of the year, every stripper in Australia is in Adelaide this weekend. Be very careful.
Well, you've spoken about me being tighter than two coats of paint. Yes. I can assure you I'd be paying any sort of money to watch someone get their clothes off.
Especially between the two of you with your experience of strippers flat-chested and webbed toes. I'm not sure.
That brings back some memories.
Listen, I know how you are good mates, personal mates with Chaz. After the terrible injury, you helped train him and everything else. I love that. Will you get into the pits? Will you say, hey, Chaz, it's me birthday. Yeah. Can I come in?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sort of touch base with a few of the drivers. And as you just said, I mean, Lee Holdsworth, I mean, he's a good friend of yours.
Yeah,
he's very, very last ever race.
No.
So pretty emotional time for him and his family. But, I mean, the access that the general public were able to get through that sport is pretty
pit lane walks and that sort of stuff. They do give them great access.
You walk along and you just watch them working on the car from 3 metres away. It's extraordinary.
Good on you, guys. Enjoy the 40th, because I know that there's a massive milestone just around the corner for Margo. And I think she's turning the big 38. And how long does that sell? That kicks off in January,
well, Dan,
I think, Cos.
You've been fortunate enough to be a part of Margo's short birthday life for a few years now. She celebrates them for about 2 or 3 months either side of the day. So it's about a 6 month.
17th of
January.
17th, that's it. The day after we get back on air next year.
I can't remember my wife's birthday, but I know what yours is.
Bloody hell.
Hey, get into it, mate. Enjoy.
Have fun. See you guys.
Triple M.
Motto and Margo. Triple M breakfast.
What time are you going?
Motto has given up for the year.
When the red light goes on, that means we're on air.
Oh, shut up.
Who are you on the phone to? Oh, hey, Kath.
Oh, are we on air? They're saying hello. They're a bit little.
Wheels are falling off this year. It's time to wrap it up, I think. And we've got to empty the prize cupboard. Love you too, mate. We've got Offspring tickets to give away. We've still got the $1,300 Christmas hamper has to wheel out the door, literally.
Well, hold on. Where are we going to do all this?
So much stuff. It's in a beach cart, all before 9 a.m.
I'm not doing overtime today. Let's get into it.
No, we've got plenty of stuff to give away. But what we do need to give away is some of our content phoners, 133353. We always love it when you call, you get involved. You guys are the best. If we ask you to tell us about the smelliest smelt you've ever smelt, you ring. If you want Ecker tickets and we ask you to moo like a cow, you moo like a cow. Yeah. And we've got a few leftover ones that we need to get rid of, Marto.
Let's do it. Hang on, kick it.
A Triple M breakfast, clearance sale.
Yeah, that's right. We've got some things we need to clear off the board, make room for 2023 next year. This is our last show for 2022. Clearance sale items, changing your name. Why did you change your name? What did you change it to?
I can remember.
What did you change it from?
I remember when I went from primary school to high school, there was only one other kid from my primary school, so I knew no one in this big boys' school, knew no one. He changed his name. Mm. So I was trying to get away from another kid, or my mother was trying to get me away from another kid. Greg Randall, if you're listening, I've never asked in 21
another
years,
Greg.
Where did you end up? I was like his bully. So anyway, I went there.
You were his bully.
I used to do his henchman work, but when you're 11 and 12, Now, he was the bully, but he used to get me to do all his bully work, according to Mum.
Go and jam that kid's head down the toilet and flush it. You'd go and do it.
Yeah, if I had to go off flare.
My cousin,
So this other guy changed his name, so he didn't want to know me. He wanted to know nothing about his past at 12.
Separate from you.
Yeah, I know.
Quick, give him another option, because the phones are filling up now with just the one.
I want to know, have you married the same person more than once?
Beautiful. Elon Musk.
And have you got a weird phobia?
Okay. All right, so there are your three. Changing your name, weird phobia, and marrying the same person twice. 1-3-3-5-3.
Whoever rings the most amount for that one, we'll do that one. Not split it, one each.
Oh, no, just the best.
You got to vote. Who do you want? Weird phobias, have you married the same person twice, or changing name?
Like, if someone rings and say my phobia, if I see someone with webbed feet, like Thorpey, I vomit. Like, I'd put them to air.
Yeah, but if we only get one of them and we get five people calling for have you married the same person twice, let's take all
What's more important, quantity or quality?
Quality,
okay,
which is a problem on our show, which is why we end up with this.
Which is why it's our last
situation,
day, maybe permanently. All right, what do we got here? We got offspring tickets.
Why did you change your name? Have you married the same person twice? And what is your weird phobia?
Never been done on Australian radio. Three phone topics.
Look at us go.
We can get you to the offspring. We've also got a $100 voucher to Hey Chica, hottest venue in Brisbane. 1-3-3-5-3. Take your pick. We're giving away flares now, are we?
Inshore ones.
Nothing to do with flares.
Triple M's Flare of 80s Friday.
My mum brought one of her boyfriends to my birthday party and introduced himself as Clive and went, oh, but I'm actually Chris now. And I said, what do you mean? Your name was Clive and now it's Chris? And
he said,
I never really liked Clive, but my wife wouldn't let me change it.
Well, you like it enough to bring it up.
Now I got rid of her. I've changed it to Chris. And I'm like, are you a serial killer? I'm not sure. Who changes their name in their 60s?
Why bring it up? Caitlyn Jenner doesn't walk around going, I used to be Bruce. Just forget that bit of your life.
Like, why are you changing your name?
When did that happen?
Oh, Marto.
Colin from Boronia Heights, which of the three options do you want to go with?
I want to go with I married the same woman twice.
Okay, Colin, explain yourself. Why was once not enough?
Well, once was not enough because we married and divorced. I was a silly boy and walked away after 3 months of marriage. And then 18 years later, we reconnected and we remarried again at the end of last year.
Okay, that's all right. I'm all right with that. If you had stayed, you got married, and then 5 years later went, oh, you need to renew our vows. No, you only just got married, you idiot.
Colin, did you have trouble hanging on to the trousers at work?
Don't ask personal questions.
No.
What happened after 3 months?
I don't know. I don't know.
He was silly.
I thought she was too good for me.
Well, she probably
was. That's every bloke on earth. What are you talking about?
But 18 years later, came back and got married. That's lovely.
That's
Amanda from Castledine, she also married the same person twice. Mark from Kenmore married the same person twice.
It happens. Michael in Manly, though, you didn't marry the same person twice. What did you do?
Oh, g'day, mate. My last name, we changed it from Jeffrey to Jeffrey. Because people spell it wrong and it was an Italian last name.
Ah, yes.
And another thing, I've got an unnatural fear of tomatoes, which is hard coming from an Italian background.
Now, the pomodoro, as you know in Italian, what happens to you if you see or feel a tomato?
Taste it.
I just can't handle it. And it's a great prank everyone plays on me as well.
Smearing tomatoes.
Like, I come to work and there's tomatoes all over my desk and with little faces on them.
Is it tomato sauce Michael?
Is it because Michael's Italian?
Yeah, I can't handle it.
Maybe. Is he Italian, Michael, Jeffrey? Is it maybe the overuse of tomatoes in the bolognese's and the lasagnas?
That's pomodoro, tomato PTSD. In Italian.
I had a job as a cleaner and on the first day at Coles and the Fulham and spaghetti sauce crashed everywhere and I had to clean it up and I fainted.
Good Lord. Never been the same since.
We might need to help you with some counselling. Come in here, you'll lie on the Triple M Breakfast Show lounge and I reckon you got smeared by tomatoes by a babysitter.
Well, if you thought Michael's phobia of tomatoes is weird, I'm glad we didn't get Shay from Boronia Heights on. She has a phobia of holes.
Oh, that's called trypophobia or something. That's the one with all the little holes freak you out.
H-O-L-E-S.
Mm.
Well, you could plug them with some tomatoes, mate.
Don't come in here, Michael,
because if you come in here, there are a lot of people around here don't have a fear of tomatoes. They just have anxiety when they see Marto. So don't want to give you the
tomatoes.
Two tomatoes. Michael,
everyone's dad joke, Marto.
Exactly.
Next time they...
Oh, sorry, Marto.
Yeah, you're right, Michael.
Next time they spray your car in tomato sauce, we'll help you out, Michael. How about you go to Hoppy's Hand Wash Cafe, because you've done the double up. He's done two photos himself.
Yeah, well done, mate. Best caller of the day.
Beautiful. Thank you.
It's been a low bar to jump, though. Open 7 days a week with 10 sites throughout Brisbane.
But he was underwhelming how quiet he was. At no station did he raise his voice.
We do appreciate that.
Yay!
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Marco.
Got to keep the rhythm of the show. What we do on Fridays these days is Fry Pan Friday, where we... And
if it's not that bad...
But haven't you got the multi? Ooh.
Can I start?
Yeah.
Can I get a big fry pan, please?
It can either be this week or the whole year.
I'm going to go the whole year. I'm going to go 3 years. Queensland government.
Oh, yeah.
Big fry pan for COVID. And then recently, big fry pan, Anastasia Palaszczuk trying to reintroduce masks in the lead up to Christmas and COVID is a thing. It's not. Stop wearing masks, you idiot, especially when you're alone in your car driving. Give them another
one. Give one to Strawhead too.
What's she done? She's not been around.
She was the enabler while COVID was on of shutting us off and everything else. Give one to Brad Fittler.
Oh.
For coaching New South Wales to a Origin loss this year.
Yes, sir. How about Infantino for just not knowing how he feels? That was a moment of the year.
Today I feel African, disabled, Arab, Qatari, gay, migrant worker.
I think
what a day.
He was definitely feeling insensitive, I think. Yeah.
Wow, he was feeling colourful. He was feeling it was a long day. When he got home, he went, jeez, I need a lighter.
Didn't know who he was.
I had a lot on today.
Marto, Ali Langdon's farewell. She's crying. Let's give her a fry pan.
See ya, Ali.
Most people going, who?
Ali Langdon from the Today Show.
For a whole year.
She's been on TV for a year.
Yeah, she's taking over Tracy Grimjaw at ACA. Can we give Tracy Grimjaw a fry pan for leaving?
That's one. And give her desk that supported her breasts as she leant on them for 20 years.
We'll never see Tracy. Can I give Marto a fry pan for referencing women's breasts on the show far too often? No. Bigger one than that.
Right, okay.
Bigger breasts?
Bigger again.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Can I give
Germany? That's for all the women of Brisbane listening to Marto talking about
Germany
our breasts.
Can I give Germany a large one, please? No, listen, Germany, this isn't about the war either. This is about getting knocked out of the World Cup. We're better than you at soccer, Germany.
Germa who?
Germasil.
Germasil. Here's for you, Margot. Here's for another member of the show, our traffic reporter as well.
A breakdown on the Gateway southbound around Mount Gravatt, Capalabar Road through Mackenzie. One on the Houghton Highway Bridge heading northbound coming into Brighton. Speed dropped down to 40 k's an hour. Broken down the barrel. Lights on flash, Kingston Road.
Broken down the barrel.
Hey, what about that? And I know they're in line for the award for best on-air banter, the Channel 9 news team.
Yeah, little one.
But a special one because yesterday was Wally's birthday.
Certainly had one of those rounds that only a few get to play at.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. All the best for today, by the way, Wal.
Happy birthday.
Little birdie told us.
Another year older.
Magic.
Isn't it amazing what happens when newsreaders go off script? Seems they don't know how to conversation.
Did I have a good day today? It was 7 p.m.
Yes.
The day was done.
We've got a little song.
We do love you, Wal. Yeah, this is for you,
Wally.
Brother.
Happy birthday,
Wally.
Yeah. With a lot of trouble. Wally. But dong him anyway. Give him a fry pan.
1-3-3-5-3 Fry Pan Friday. If there's someone you want a fry pan, it could be for the week, it could be for the year. Mm-hmm. 1-3-3-5-3 Give us a call.
You might pick yourself up something as well. Restaurant vouchers, Offspring tickets. We've got a heap to go through.
Are you bribing our listeners?
Always.
Give yourself a fry pan.
There could be a cop who picked you up 3 kilometres over the speed limit. We're prepared to fry pan him. I'm Australian. I got tall poppy syndrome. I don't like the big guns getting all the goes. Can I fry pan Ash Barty? It's a surprise fry panning.
Oh, we love Ash Barty.
Quitter. She quit. 25. That'll
do me. She achieved everything in the game she wanted to.
Quitter. Anyway, can I fry pan Chris Hemsworth? Oh, mate. Oh, look at me. Look at me hammer. That's not acting. There's a lot of blokes listening right now who've got hammers at their hip. And they
proper
don't,
hammers.
They ain't going to pay $20 million.
Did you hear that he retired? He's retired from acting, Chris Hemsworth. You won't have to see him for a little bit. He found out he's got the double Alzheimer's gene, and so he wants to take advantage of his life.
Are you serious? Are you taking the mickey?
No, I'm serious.
Oh, yeah. Give him a big fry pan then. See him out the door.
He's retired until they make the next Thor movie.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I should be right. Yeah. Oh.
I've just remembered that.
What do you need to do? You could act forever the way he does with Alzheimer's.
Can I preempt a quick fry pan?
Yeah.
My husband, Corey Parker. Oh,
yeah. What for?
I don't know. Any behaviour that he gets up to this weekend in Adelaide.
He can have this one.
Yeah. Thank you.
He's going down to have his 40th with eight of his closest friends at the Adelaide 500.
Give him another one then.
Ben in Brassel, Fry Pan Friday. It could be from this week or the entire year. It's our last show for the year. Take it away, sir.
Mate, can we get the biggest fry pan you got for the current economy?
Yes.
Yes. And
the current economy. And interest rates.
I think you went current, didn't he? He didn't leave any R's out there.
No.
Cost of living crisis. Give it a bang for Ben too.
The Reserve Bank.
The rental market. Give it a ding.
Yeah, the budget. Give that one.
Jeez, we're running out of fry pan.
Okay, we need to save one. Thanks, Ben.
For Dave from the Sunny Coast. Fry Pan Friday, take it away.
Yeah, boss for being a stinge with a Christmas party.
What do we got, Dave?
Well, it was going to be at the night quarter, but they've closed down. They need a gong as well.
Fry pan them. And where's the boss going to hold it? Don't tell me in his backyard. In the office.
Nah, in the park.
Oh. And Dave, is it BYO?
No, they're going to supply some food and a couple of drinks.
Have we got any child playground area there? Because if you get him one of those spinny things, handcuff him to that and just keep spinning him all afternoon.
And leave him there. Good idea. Ah.
The best ideas, Marto.
Thanks. He's an ideas man, too, isn't he, Dave? We've got Dave, but with an O. Davo.
Davo.
Hello, Davo.
Hello, guys. I need a set of fry pans for my mechanic who wants to sting me $5,000 for repairs of my car.
Give him more.
Okay, give us more information, Davo. We've already what do you call that? The
Trifecta.
It'd be a
trifecta.
Couldn't believe it. They all need a gong. All of them need a gong.
What's wrong with the car?
I had problems with the suspension, and he wants to sting me $5,000 at Christmas time. Come on.
Oh, it's unChristmas-like, isn't it, Davo?
Did you say $5,000, Davo?
Doesn't meet the club test.
Hey, Davo, did you offer him, say, what can you do for cash? That's a strike.
Oh, mate, and then he wanted to sting me more for paying my card.
Oh, yeah, that'd be right.
1.5% surcharge. Geez, they get you, don't they?
Everyone who called can go on the iconic Channel 7 Wheel of Brisbane in South Bank. Tickets at wheelofbrisbane.com.au, but everyone who just did a bit of a fry panning. So Ben, Dave
and Davo. They're all going on the Channel 7 wheel. Can we give ourselves a fry pan?
Yeah. We're going on holidays in early December.
No, I think for giving away that prize.
Terry wants to give me a fry pan. Don't put him on air. But
Where is he?
I think he's just from the Gold Coast. We got to go to the traffic.
Hey, Terry from the Gold Coast, are you there?
Yeah, mate.
Do you want to give one to Marto?
Why does he get one?
Yeah. Mate, I've been listening every morning.
Mm.
I'm a chippy.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get to that 21st party. Oh. Now I've got to wait for the next one. Yeah. When's that going to happen?
40 seconds.
Oh, that's my 21st. That's in 18 years. Terry.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
Right now, it's that day of days. It's a time to acknowledge the best of the best in so many categories that we've featured this year in the show.
I thought you wanted to talk the American Music Awards, perhaps, that were on the other night.
No, I don't.
Not the arias?
Bigger than all of that.
We want real stuff, like the award for greatest workplace health and safety message.
Oh, Lord! Lord, Jesus!
Well done, Terry.
Well done, Terry.
We can't get him up to the stage. He is in a wheelchair.
Don't set off fireworks near your wheelchair.
His wheelchair broke down near a fireworks display.
Back it up, Terry.
The
reverse button wasn't working on his wheelchair. Yeah.
Important sometimes to stay away from some of the things, like disclaimers. That's what we need. The disclaimer of the year. Have you got it?
So just chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie.
quit murdering people.
It's also a good disclaimer. It's not good to go around murdering people.
Enthusiasm of the year. Like, that's everyone. Just pump it up a little bit. When you go through life, don't be down.
Bethany. Yay!
That's the one.
Well, I was just confused because it could have been Tracy.
Yay.
It could have been Mitch.
Yay.
Mark had a crack.
Yay.
Or even Lisa.
Yay.
Oh, I didn't go through the whole category.
We did have a collective yay at your 21st as well the other night. That was,
and they were too enthusiastic, which I protested.
You said, bring it down, bring it down.
Do you want to do, speaking of protesting, would you like Protester of the Year? Here are some of the honourable mentions.
Oh, that gets a silver.
The Protester of the Year surely has to go to the bloke over during the Queen's funeral.
Yep.
Disgusting!
That's great. If you're going to protest, get out there and get yourself arrested. The disease of the year has been is about to be announced, and be careful. The winner is...
diabetes.
Yeah, well done. That's nice. Great disease.
I thought monkeypox was going to get a M-pox. It's been rebranded.
Oh, best rebranding of the year goes to monkeypox.
The human chameleon, a man who can be everything all on one day.
Oh, my God.
Today I feel African, disabled, Arab, Qatari, gay, migrant worker.
I still can't believe he said it.
I know. And best new country. Remember that day when... because
a new country?
New country.
Came
new country.
From nowhere.
Who won more FIFA Soccer World Cups?
Not Australia.
Correct.
Straight in with the answer. Germany or Brazil?
Brazil.
Germany!
Hold on. Wait. Can we get a replay of what you actually said? What country were you thinking that day?
Germany! I wanted to say Brazil, but I said Germany, and then I said both. I'm not sure.
One more time.
I didn't even... Germany! I didn't even get Zill out. I said Germazoo.
Who's going to win the Soccer World Cup?
Orange team.
Oh, no. Germazil.
Oh, they could be the surely brand new team of the year in the AFL goes to the...
Orange team.
Well done, everybody.
Forgot that bit. And finally, of course, I watch the news. We often watch the news just to get updated at night time and stuff. And we take a lot of lessons that we bring in here because what's most important with little teams like ours is on-air chemistry.
Of course.
Correct? You've got to get on, fit in and...
banter. You know,
naturally.
Momentum.
And not... And what I admire is how the Channel 9 news team, every night after night, they can act as if they met in the car park.
Oh, dear.
G'day, what's your name? I'm Wally. What's your name? I'm Lofty. Who are you? I'm Melissa. Oh, let's see how we go, okay? Bronze medal this year.
Bronze.
Well done, Channel 9 news team.
Then again, I don't know too many people that like liking all of them.
Right. Even after the incredible message that they sent you, personalised message for your 21 years on air, Lofty and Melissa.
Just on the back
and
of that,
Wally.
The silver medal goes to Wally. Yesterday it was his birthday.
Oh.
Certainly had one of those rounds that only a few get to play at.
Yes.
Yeah. All the best for today, by the way, Wally.
Happy birthday.
Little birdie told us.
Another year older.
Another Many year happy older. Returns, mate.
Thanks, Wally.
Classic gear from you guys.
I can't wait to hear what won gold.
All right, well, I'm glad you waited because here it is, gold medal, best on-air banter between a news team.
There's certainly going to be plenty of champions on show there. Yep.
You wear it well, Wally.
Without.
Thank you.
They take out the trifecta. Gold, silver, and bronze.
All three.
Wowzers.
Incredible.
It's similar to our show. Can I just play you one from our show?
Oh, dear.
Banter with callers. Oh. Maybe this could actually be caller of the year. Okay. You ready?
Okay. Have a great one.
Was he going to say day?
He was going to say get a dog up here and then all he...
Have a great one.
Motto and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.
Oh, we're talking...
rugby league.
Thank God. Terry Reader, boss of the Dolphins. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Where are we at? I saw Wayne Bennett on the training field this week pointing at things. What was he pointing at?
Yeah, no, he was on the grass for the first time, if you like, running pre-season training. So, you know, as he sort of jokes about, the footballs are out now because they've got through that first intense 4 or 5 weeks, and he's there directing traffic.
A few of the boys are back on the field as well, testing out the grass there. You're not going to get a full team back, though, until the World Cup boys come back. When is that, January, Terry?
Yeah, no, that's an interesting point. People probably don't realise we had 10 players at the World Cup, and some of them went deep into the competition. And
Hold on. Milford.
Hammer.
How's his ankle? What was his ankle?
No, he's back. He's back. The boots off. He's doing rehab. He returned to training. And training.
Do you know all the players that were over there?
Yeah, the 10 players. Yeah. We had three in Samoa. Conley, Hammer.
Oh, yeah, that's
Hammer
right.
Hammer and Milford. Hey. We had at Tonga. We had Katoa, the young halfback, and we had Kafusi. Hey. New Zealand. We had the captain Bromwich and Jesse and Jeremy Marshall King, our hooker as well. So
Jeremy Marshall King's Dolphins.
Yeah, he's our hooker.
I like him.
Yeah, no, he was the Canterbury Player of the Year last year. Yeah. So no, there's lots to be excited about. We got 14 internationals in our squad and 7 Origin players. So I think people, you know, a lot's been written about who was going to play 5-8 in 2024.
That's all that's happening.
We've been worried about building a squad for 23, and that'll take us into the future. So I know it's exciting. They're all turning up now.
Jared Wallace said he'd fire his manager if he couldn't get him to the Dolphins. That's how keen he was.
So Jared Wallace is at the Dolphins.
He is there as well.
He said to his manager, "If you don't get me there with Wayne, I will fire you."
He's certainly lit the joint up, old Jared. Yeah. He's got a lot of...
He's a character.
Are they all living at the peninsula, all the boys?
Majority of them are, yes.
Kind of makes life easy.
Let the footy speak for itself.
And I think it just builds up and makes the rivalry even more exciting. Okay.
Yeah. Footy doesn't always speak for itself. And I know one of the other reasons you've come in here is because you love the creative ideas we can give you.
Yes.
All right, so I was down at Daily Mail Oval the other day, and I noticed what a big sideline and dead ball areas you have, and across near the Pokies Lounge there at the dead ball, the whole thing. I'm thinking a 1.5 metre by 4 metre, 1.5 metre wide by 4, 6 foot, so nearly 2 metres deep, moat around it, but see-through, a glass moat.
Oh my gosh.
Well, technically, there's nearly a moat because on our training field, the road only separates the canal.
But no, for the fans, can you imagine the kiddies just go, oh, kiddies love that sort of
shit? Can Jared Wallace ride a dolphin out?
I'll tell you what, if there's a player that wanted to try it, it would be Jared.
That's so true.
We'll be watching.
Can we have Paul Gallen fighting a dolphin?
Rugby league half time.
Animal rights, I don't think you can do that.
Oh, you're talking about Paul Gallen.
He'll be a male dolphin. He won't be a female.
All right, we'll be watching with intensity, mainly for the glory, but also this bet with Mardo, the Dolphin. Can I suggest, Terry, you may not be happy with this, but the blowhole of the Dolphin, could it, if we are going to get it?
Form it around the Dolphin blurter.
We'll work it out.
I love your confidence, Mardo.
I love the confidence in that bet.
I know, I love Dolphins.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
It's going to be incredible. We can't wait to see what the Dolphins bring in 2023. Terry Reader, boss of the Dolphins, thank you so much.
Thanks very much, guys. Very exciting. Can't wait to bring it to life for everyone.
Oh, nice.
Fins up.
Fins up.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
God, we love talking soccer around here. It's nothing but wall-to-wall soccer this morning. A lot of people going, soccer who's? Well, not anymore, are they? This is the golden generation.
Round of 16, baby.
You got kiddies out there going, I want to be Mitchell Duke.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. I want to be Godwin.
Goodwin.
I want to be Matt Ryan. I want to save... How do you become a soccer goalkeeper? Soccer goalkeeper. How do you become a soccer goalkeeper like Matt Ryan? You just don't like hanging out with other people?
It's the one that you have to change, you know, because no one wants to be the goalie when you're in under 8.
It's the tubby kid.
Nobody wants to be the goalie. And so everybody at some half of the game has to go into the goalie, and they swap them around like on a little roster, and whoever just gets stuck there the longest.
That creates resentment and going, ugh. Goalie again, your shoulders are down. Next thing you know, your gut's growing and you never get out of the goals. The next thing you know, you're Matt Ryan saving, Australia.
The problem is, the bigger your gut gets, the better keeper you are.
That's
more
right.
Surface area, and then it's a vicious cycle and you just get stuck.
Just like a beanbag with no gaps.
Jabbing the heart in the goals.
God, I love goalkeepers. But listen, this is our big chance. This could be the greatest sporting victory in history of Australia. For us, if we beat Argentina, that's incredible. And all we do then is get into the quarterfinals and have to beat some other heavyweight. Oh, it's never ending. Soccer's incredible. This World Cup, my God, it's good. My God, it just goes on. Mitch Duke, have we looked up who that is yet?
No, I've had
him written down. Oh, he scored the goal the other day, the day before.
Which one?
Oh, you know, that other game when we played Tunisia. Come on. If we're going to be the soccer network, we've got to all be on board. Are you on board, Margot?
Aren't we going to get a public holiday maybe off the back of this or something?
Oh, that's right. We had Albo said if we win the World Cup, I thought he was going to say if we beat Argentina, if we win the whole thing. Dream big. Public holiday.
Mm. Saudi Arabia got a public holiday just winning one game.
They got Rolls Royces, the remember? Players, yeah. They got every player got a Rolls Royce for winning that one game.
One game.
Incredible.
Well, Anthony, off the back of the Saudi prince giving away the Rolls Royces, he thought, I'm not going to be outdone by this bloke. I'm going to give our Socceroos Holden Commodores.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
Wow.
VY?
A VC, I think.
VEs.
SV6
VE series. $21,000. Okay. You know, I mean, in honour of the Holden's last round at the V8 Supercar
Australia's
this weekend.
Most stolen vehicle, I think exactly it was always described as.
Oh, so. Are the cars that the players get, are they stolen?
Yeah, no owner. The compliance plate's been scratched off.
Hey, the Socceroos are taking this pretty seriously, though.
They are.
This is massive for them. They're putting their bodies on the line.
We'll go to war together. Regardless of how the game's going, we'll literally fight to the end, we'll scrap to the end, throw our bodies on the line, run till we drop.
Literally.
Jesus. Are they literally putting their bodies
this
on the line?
This is incredible.
They're going to war.
How many people, how many soccerers are going to have to die before we're satisfied?
Forget about Ukraine and Russia. Oh, this is Australia and then Argentina are going to war this weekend. I mean, keep an eye out for it. This is serious stuff.
Like, I've seen them get almost touched and fall over soccer players. Like, how hard are they going to get hit to die?
What do you reckon they'll use as their weapons? Maybe...
Weapons?
Flares?
Most beautiful thing. For me, fans and flares, that goes together. And that's the beauty of football and us.
It's like a battleground.
Now, that is so true.
But fans and flares.
Flares. So
just on the front line with their flares charging down the Argentinians.
Just very, very visible.
Did you see Federation Square? Yeah. It was lit flares up like everywhere. A Christmas tree.
All right, I told you, 5 o'clock Sunday morning, King George Square. King George Flair.
Yes.
That's what we want to do.
Stop that.
I've just had a look here too.
Official unofficial Lord Mayor of Moreton Island. It's a Brisbane City Council region. Surely you can bring...
I think I may be overreaching there.
Marto, can we rename you Lord Flair?
The Lord Flair of Brisbane. Listen, flares and soccer. That's the game was invented.
Yes.
They used to play under the light of flares. A lot of teams just train. They just let a flare off. Oh, training started. Right, when the flare runs out, they go, time to go home. Flares, BCF. $89.99, you can get yourself some flares. That's the inshore kit, but if you want to get the offshore, I suppose they're brighter.
Bigger and brighter, they go higher.
$150.
So it's a worthwhile investment to see the Socceroos win over
Argentina. I don't know
whether
there's any available anywhere. I don't know where.
No, I've heard.
Is it too late to get your Argentinian
They keep them
flares
out the back. You've got to go in and use code Harry Suter. That'll get you 15% off.
You'll go to BCF and they'll go, well, you have no flares left. And you're saying Harry Suter. And they go, wink, wink, out the back.
Come out
they
the
go,
back.
Here's some good luck against Argentina,
like
they
when
say.
You're buying fake handbags in Bali.
So much so.
What store? What did you say you go to?
BCF, and we all know what that stands for.
Blasting colourful flares, it's BCFing fun. Oi!
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
We're nearly as busy as, what's the name of the bloke?
Johnny Infantino.
Infantino.
Busy days he's had.
Who runs FIFA. I mean, he's been busy in the past. Have a listen to this day here.
Today I feel African, disabled, Arab, Qatari, gay, migrant worker.
We are busier than
all
that.
All the feels.
We're busier. We've got more going on today than that.
Sanders dropped his sack off and we're opening it up.
I'll tell you what's going on.
What?
I read this thing yesterday that was sent to me and it says, my kids have just discovered that the family sick bowl and the cake mix bowl are one in the same.
And now
I think about it, I remember back to my childhood and realise that our sick bowl was
great.
Also our cake mix bowl too.
Aluminium silver?
Yes.
I had one next to our bed the other night for Kath. She didn't use it, so it just goes straight back in the cupboard.
We have about two or three of them, and I reckon I've used it more for sick bowl than I have for cake bowl, but on the odd occasion that I have used it for cake bowl, didn't even think about the fact that it had just recently been used as a sick bowl.
Throw another one at you. When a dog comes to visit, oh, here's his own little bowl. It's that same bowl
it's
goes out.
It's the same
out.
Bowl that they use, you use for the water as well for the dogs, isn't it? Incredible.
Oh, do you guys ever watch Jackass? This is disgusting. Yeah, I don't know why I'm bringing this up. Have you heard of a vomlet?
A what?
You can actually combine the sick bowl and the cake bowl.
Oh.
So one of them, bam, maybe ate all the ingredients for an omelette.
No,
and then jumped up and down.
And then
threw it up.
And then they cooked it.
And then they... and then they ate it again.
So you could combine...
That's making me crook.
You could go into the sick bowl and then whip it
back out.
Onto the stove. Have I ruined things?
You've ruined it.
Taken it too far. Anyone feel like breakfast though? Want some eggs this morning?
Big breakfast.
We needed a siren there.
I'll eat them and I'll jump up and down. Yeah. I need this. My apologies.
Motto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
That is the last show in the can for the year. Let's bring it home strong, though. We've got a couple minutes of power before we hand over to Mitch in the morning.
Well, I think we should let everybody know it would be a service to the public. If you're going to a Christmas party, work Christmas party this weekend, don't do any of this.
Don't get too drunk. Certainly don't make any advances to the opposite sex or the same sex, depending which way you're inclined. Do not do that at office Christmas parties. And don't drive home if you had a drink.
Oh, boring.
What's the point?
What else are you supposed to do at the Christmas party?
What, talk
party?
To your workmates while sober? Crikey.
But if you don't feel like that you can do any of those things, if you can't get drunk, if you don't want to, if you want to make advances at someone and drive home drunk, you should probably just do
Christmas
this.
Parties, I'd avoid them these days. They're too dangerous.
Avoid them. Too dangerous.
Tell your boss what you really think of him. This is your chance.
No, he tells you not to do that either.
That's one of the things he said.
He also says don't ask for a pay rise. Don't talk about how valuable you are.
Isn't that the perfect time to do?
That's the perfect time to hit up your boss. Maybe even hit on them.
Can I give you guys a couple presents? Because I've loved so much being part of this. Genuinely, thank you for having me this year.
Well, I didn't get you presents this year because I bought you presents for Father's Day, and I know Daniel hasn't even opened the plastic.
You always bring presents. I got you a bottle of gin. Drink it and fall over.
You got me some wonderful briefs, Game of Thrones, but I don't...
No, they're boxes.
Yeah, I don't wear them.
What do you got?
Why?
Because my willy's too small. It feels emasculating when I wear them. You got me Corey sized.
What do you got there?
What have you got?
Margo loves candles and beauty products.
Hang on a second.
I had to go Triple M style, so what have I got you,
Did
Margaret?
You go to Chemist Warehouse with one of the vouchers that they gave us and use it?
And what did
Is that a VB product?
He got me a VB facial mask for men. Okay.
Wow. That would smell like the bar mat
VB
at a public bar.
Scented candle, also for men. I mean, I know I work in an all-male team.
That's why I had to Triple M-ify it.
That's nice.
Snowy, producer Snowy, come in. We love you, mate.
Everybody gets a present.
None of this happens without
you. Is this like a grade 3 sports carnival?
Now, what?
Everyone gets a prize.
Can I go into a microphone? What am I?
Is he getting the prize for the best dyslexic producer?
Oh, I just saw him playing with his shorts, so I'm a bit worried.
I've got something behind my back that I'm a big aficionado of, being a Brisbane Lions nuffy. What don't I mind?
Oh, God, I know.
Oh.
I've got you. I haven't gone Lions.
just remind everyone, Snowy owns 16 Brisbane Broncos jerseys, everyone.
I don't think you're... 16?
That's
Origin.
That actually 16 Origin, 21 Broncos jerseys.
I don't think you're going to have one as flammable, Snowy, as this.
Is that a vintage Broncos bomber?
Bomber jacket.
Oh, it's got the original logo on it with the snorting Bronco.
The snorting Bronco.
Have a look at the other side.
Oh, and the New South Wales Rugby League.
Is this 1988 gear?
This can't be any older. The youngest this can be is 1994.
I've got the camera so that we can show this to whoever wants to look at it. Look at this logo.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And Marto, for you, the man who has everything. I thought, what can I get him? An experience? And then I stumbled across something at a boating and caravan expo that I had to go to with the Today Show.
Have you bought me some offshore flares?
Blasting colourful flares. It's BCFing fun.
I went to this expo with the Today Show about 5 months ago, and something popped up there, and I thought, I'm going to save this to the last show of the year and give it to Marta.
It's been good patience from you.
I saw it and thought it has you written all over it. Can I present to you the fish flops?
Oh, my God.
I love them. I saw them in BCF the other day, and I thought, my God, if I could be so bold.
Now, I think you'll get genuine wear out of them.
Of course
when
I will.
It's called fashion.
If anyone's been just past the counter at any BCF, the fish flops are the cruelest shoe ever.
You've done us a favour, Dan, because I would actually love to see Marto's wear those in the studio over those other Vibram toe ugly rubber things that he wears.
See if they fit, mate.
I got shoes on.
I got to go
to the dentist. Can you imagine? Yes, all right. I'll turn up to the dentist in my fish form.
Do you think maybe for the last show we could play another song for the very last time?
Because his teeth are getting fixed.
Right. They're getting fixed today.
So what do you mean?
Next year we won't have a chance to play this because you'll look like Tom Cruise.
Where did your tooth go? Where did you go? Where did your tooth go? Break my toe. Where did your tooth go? Where did you go? Where did your tooth go? Break my toe.
Hey.
One hasn't fallen out for 5 days.
Well done, sir.
He's going to have new teeth, new knee. It's going to be Mr. Hollywood.
Good on your team. Snowy's putting his jacket
on.
Getting prepared
year.
For another
well done,
21
everybody.
Years.
Love
you.
Brisbane.
Merry Christmas.
We'll leave you with this. Our favourite caller of all time and the greatest well wish.
Have a great one.
And I feel like the longer the pause, the better the one you're going to have. So let's just do this for the last time this year.
Have a great one.
Thanks, mate.